It's time to say sorry. Commentary. I agree with the WEF. It's time to say sorry. It might be the only thing I ever agree with them about, but it truly is time to rebuild trust. Trust, an almost mythical concept that's been missing in action lately. Whether it's the people in white coats, the suits running the show, or even the pills and potions we're told will fix us up, skepticism is through the roof. So, what's the move? It's PR 101. Admit we're knee-deep in it and get ready to do some serious muckraking. Not the miracle cure we've been sold on. Apparently, the vaccines might not be the miracle cure we were sold on. Shocking, right? Some folks, like double-jabbed Andrew Bridgen, were all in until they weren't. He's flipped the script and is now battling it out for what he believes is right. And then there's the Aussie contingent. We've got a bit of a political saga unfolding, starring politicians who've become the butt of jokes but are sticking it out for the greater good. Senator Gerard Rennick, for example, is probably running on fumes with all the work he's putting in to stand up for those injured post-vaccine, copping flack from all angles, but still pushing forward with the kind of determination that deserves its own Netflix special. Despite losing pre-selection, he's not throwing in the towel. Senators step into the ring. Joining him in the arena are Senators Ralph Bebe, Alex Antic, Matt Canavan, Pauline Hanson, Malcolm Roberts, and others who've decided that their comfort zones are less important than fighting for what they see as the truth. They're ditching their personal feelings at the door and stepping into the ring, ready to throw down for the greater good. So, what's the verdict? Can these Davids take on the Goliath of lost trust and bring it back from the brink? It's a tall order, but hey, if a bunch of politicians can put their egos aside for the sake of the fight, maybe there's hope for us all. Now, shifting gears to the government, do I trust them? Let's just say my faith isn't exactly overflowing. But am I swearing off ever trusting them again? Never say never. It's like the cruise industry post-Ruby Princess fiasco, everyone said they'd rather swim home than step foot on a cruise again, yet here we are, with the industry not just surviving but thriving. It turns out, with the right moves, even the biggest PR nightmares can turn into comeback stories. From phones on fire to consumer trust. Take Samsung, for instance. Their phones were literally catching fire, and not in a good way. But did they throw in the towel? Nope. They rolled up their sleeves, got down to the nitty-gritty with some serious troubleshooting, and opened their doors to external auditors for the first time. Fast forward, and they're back on top, with consumer trust in the bag. So, what's the takeaway for the powers that be? Simple, it's time to own up. Time to ground your private jet, stop playing global monopoly, forget the wedding planning and start paying attention to the folks back home. From vaccine mishaps to the eco-dreams that turned into nightmares, and the whole digital ID drama, it's apology o'clock. But it's not just about saying sorry. It's about making things right. Lock up the wrongdoers, redirect those ill-gotten gains to help those who've been left in the lurch. It's a mammoth task. History's given us the blueprint, with a bit of elbow grease and some serious sincerity, we can actually stitch trust back together. It's about time we rolled up our sleeves and got cracking. We don't need any more Marie Antoinettes. But let's not forget the juicier side of history, where folks didn't just sit back and take it. They went full-on revolution. So, to all the big shots acting like they're living in a contemporary Versailles, supping on truffles and Bollinger while telling the world to eat bugs, it's time for a reality check. We don't need any more Marie Antoinettes. What we need are some Sydney Cartons, ready to make the ultimate sacrifice, stepping up to the plate and doing what's right for the greater good. This isn't just about making amends. It's about doing a 360. So, let's drop the guillotine on the old ways and start penning a tale of redemption. It's not just about rebuilding trust. It's about stepping up to the plate. Let the revolution begin.